Yo, what's happening, everybody? Man, thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Of course, I am your host, Jerome. Man, we're just going to get right ahead into what's going on right now. I know everybody was streaming the Jeezy versus Gucci Mane battle. You know, I had put out some different things just the other day in regards to what I thought or how I thought that it was going to go down. And I was pretty much on point. But first thing is that I wanted to bring up these versus battles have been going on for a long time. And I just want to ask a question. Why isn't it on Tidal? That's number one. You know what I'm saying? Why isn't it on Tidal? But anyway, we'll get to that later because I don't want to start talking about economics and all this other type of shit. But I thought it would have been doper if the versus series would have been on Tidal. But hey, man, this was epic for the culture. Atlanta does it again for the win. I mean, I don't know how or what is happening in Atlanta, but they have made a whole nother mark for this is cemented that good hip hop music is going to be coming out of Atlanta for another 10 years. I mean, first of all, by Jeezy even having the foresight of, and I kind of like feel bad for T.I. because he's being bounced around. First, he challenged Jay-Z. And then he challenged 50. And 50 Cent kind of like Lil Manned him. And then he tried to come at Jeezy. And Jeezy was like, nah, man, I got some other business. And then, you know, they had accepted the battle and salute to T.I. because Jeezy had actually accepted the battle. But then once Jeezy came on the Breakfast Club and said his first call was to Gucci and Gucci accepted, T.I. as being so player, man, was like, hey, man, you know what? This is bigger than me. This is bigger than everything. This is really for the culture. This is for hip hop. This is for the city. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and get this gun. So it seems though that this was in Magic City. You know, Gucci Mane came through. You know what I'm saying? Clean. Had a nice little swagger with him. Jeezy came through as usual, all black. You know what I'm saying? He's really not a very, very colorful and flamboyant dresser. So really and truly, to be honest, my prediction was that I had Jeezy to win by default because I'm one of the biggest Jeezy fans. The first time I heard Thug Motivation 101, I must admit, I lost my mind. I'll never forget it. I was in Bastrop, Louisiana, and my cousin was like, man, aren't you jamming at Jeezy? And I'm fresh out of Illinois. You know, I'm down there for the summer visiting my parents and my family. And I'm like, man, Jeezy. He was like, yeah. I'm like, man, who was that? He was like, hey, cuz, bring my CD back, man. I said, what you talking about? He was like, here, and let me listen to it. I don't know what the hell happened to that CD, but I know it never went back to my cousin. Period. It was so, I mean, I'm not going to even lie, man. Every time I listen to that, you know, I get a rush of adrenaline. That's how much of impact that it had on me. And it was raw. It was pure. It was honest. And it was real. And it was really coming from when he said, I have federal dreams. No, million-dollar dreams and federal nightmares. You see what I'm saying? And he said, we let the doves do it for us. We don't cry tears. You know, I mean, that was hard. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to this stuff and I'm like, man, damn. Little did I know, when I was listening to this, everybody else felt exactly the way I felt, and it just started a whole wave of being a trapper and a rapper and all of this type of stuff. And then when Gucci Mane came out, Gucci Mane was also raw and also honest, and you know, in the Trap House, the Trap House edition was off the chain and YouTube. So I knew that if he tried to go hit for hit and did not include his timely hits, that that Gucci would automatically lose. And unfortunately, that's what happened. I think that Gucci, and I'm going to focus on him for a moment because I want to salute Gucci, or Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Davis, you know, Woptober, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, man, you know what I'm saying? He has so many different nicknames, but I want to salute him. First of all, man, this dude has been in several positions to where he could have gave up on himself. He could have gave up on his music career. He could have gave up on life. And man, I'm going to keep it real. We all remember the times on Instagram when he was just like straight going off, bro. When he was straight going off, when he squared up with dude in the mall over nothing, he was actually overweight. And he admitted it himself. He just wasn't, he was doing too much of lean and, you know, whatever other drugs that he was on. He just wasn't himself, man. And a lot of people was laughing at Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Because he had, you know, basically he had damn near lost his mind. Then after that, he went to jail. And man, you know, he got his mind right in jail. And, you know, that's when he started to focus on his weight and his health. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand really and truly your body is your temple. So once your body is a temple. So once your body gets in line, it's not going to take too much longer for your mind to come in line. So everything realigned with him, and he was actually able to get out. It's just and all of a sudden, man, you know what? Before you know it, 3 to 4 years after or in continuance, he has body the game. I mean, he has done everything. And if I was Gucci, or if I was someone that was in his corner, I would have told him to focus on that, because even though the music that he put out back then was good and it was, man, so raw and it was so uncut to the streets, there was no real comparison to his music back then to when Jeezy was putting out Thug Motivation and, you know, even the Boys in the Hood scenario. I mean, it was no comparison. You know what I'm saying? Gucci had to work hard and, you know, deliver mixtape after the mixtape by working with some very, very talented and dynamic artists. You know, come on, man. I mean, Young Scooter, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that knows real trap music knows that Young Scooter is always going to produce a hard hip hop joint. You could guarantee it, whether it's once a year or twice a year, Scooter going to drop. Man, Gucci Mane he showed him how to move. You know what I'm saying? He showed him how to drop music. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people won't give him credit. But hey, he did introduce Nicki Minaj to the South. He did that. He, you know what I'm saying? He was one of the main things in regards to Waka Flocka blowing. A lot of people won't give Gucci Mane that credit, but I will today because we're being honest here on the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I mean, and Gucci Mane was actually able to be and still be successful throughout all the successful artists that he's worked with. You see what I'm saying? Man, French Montana, you know, he was Yo Gotti. We ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother show. That could be a whole nother versus battle between them two. But either way, man, he was still able to maintain his voice and still be successful. And then his music, the level of his music started to come from not that rough place to a more clearer sound. It seems though he started working with better producers. The content was still there. He was able to deliver things. So if I was him, I would have started from the top of the mountain versus the bottom, if you know what I'm saying. Because, it wasn't tough to watch because Gucci, in my opinion, he thought that he was doing what was right. The only thing that I didn't like on Gucci's behalf is when he played that song and, you know what I'm saying, you know, he was talking about, you know what I'm saying, send a couple more people, you know what I'm saying, to me and I'm going to put him right where your partner at and he can't hear shit and, you know, different things like that. But hey, it is what it is, you know. These are some things allegedly that transpired and, you know, he has every right to speak on that. Also, before I actually touch on Jeezy, because I'm about to transition, I thought that it was very, very weird that Stacey Abrams was in the start of the actual versus battle. I think that they could have put that a better way. She seemed so, so nervous. And Gucci Mane kept it 100. Like, hey, shit, you going to clear my record? Oh, my goodness. You know, and T.I. came through to shore things up and say, yeah, you know, we was actually able to turn Georgia from a red state to a blue state. Low key, that was a kind of like a shot at Gucci, but, you know, it's all good. And then while Miss Abrams was trying to get her thought together, Gucci Mane just came and went straight in. And she was like, oh, shit. And they kind of like cut it off. That was a little weird. Now, before I transition to Gucci, I think that he did a great job. The music that he was dropping, I mean, come on, bro. Like, let's be honest. Dude is a straight goon when it comes down to this music stuff. I mean, I was barbecuing what I call Flintstone patties and ribs. For everybody out there that don't know what Flintstone patties are, those are T-bone steaks. You know what I'm saying? So I was barbecuing on the grill and just, you know what I'm saying, just enjoying my night. You know what I'm saying? Vibing to the beat, looking at everything, taking everything all in. So now that I've actually conversated on Gucci and the great job that he did, now let's talk about Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I want to start to talk about on Jeezy's mindset, Jeezy moves like a, I wouldn't say like a mob boss because I don't want to put him in that light, but more of a forensic CEO, right? That didn't miss a detail, that knew and studied his opponent. I think he knew that which way that Gucci was going to go before Gucci knew it. You see what I'm saying? That's the reason why when Gucci starts saying different things to antagonize him, he never budged because he had already anticipated for the bullshit. You see what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm listening to all the interviews today and I'm just like, you know what? Damn, man, salute both of these dudes because the shit could have went a different way. So, first thing is that with Jeezy, I felt that he leaned on thug motivation too much. I think he leaned on thug motivation too much. And actually, even Jeezy, I mean, Gucci even mentioned it. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You keep playing your old shit. Let's get into some new shit. You see what I'm saying? I think he could have came through with some other different things, especially Pretty Diamonds. Woo! Man, you know what I'm saying? The feature that he had with Outkast and UGK, we trying to get shows. I mean, he could have did that, but I think the reason why he did do that is because he knew that Gucci was gonna be on one. He wasn't gonna diversify his catalog, so he didn't have a Jeezy didn't have a reason to, and I think that during this time, low key Jeezy, you know, Jeezy flexed. You know what I'm saying? When Gucci Mane had said, you know, I got a $10,000 outfit on and 5 million in chains or something like that. You know, look at you, what you got on. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, you know, you got a $10,000 outfit on when I own half of Atlanta. Low key flexed on him. And that's what a lot of people are taken away from that. But also, when he's speaking about the olive branch, you see what I'm saying? That's another different thing. And I think that what the real thing, the reason to me, I mean, of course, I'm going to always pick Jeezy over Gucci. That's just me. That's just where I'm at with it. But I think that it was more for the culture than anything. You know what I'm saying? If anybody know, or if you watched the first part of the actual battle, they was playing King Von. You see what I'm saying? They was playing King Von, and I think that this is a real, real major winner for conflict resolution in regards to whether it was rapping, whether it's in regards to your family, whether it's in regards to somebody that's at your place of employment. Just sit down and talk about it. You see what I'm saying? There's no need to go full-fledged all out. You see what I'm saying? So I think that's what Jeezy's message was. And I also think that Jeezy was more showing everybody in the street or on any level in life that, you know what, you want to be a boss at what you're trying to do. You want to be a boss. You don't want to be no follower. You want to basically sail your own ship. And when Jeezy was in the streets, you know, he seen multiple things happen. You see what I'm saying? Including, you know, his team, you know what I'm saying? The Black Mafia team get taken down. And he decided to basically pivot, because a lot of people really don't understand the Black Mafia family or BMF or Big Meech. They really weren't on Jeezy like that. You know what I'm saying? Their guy was Blue Da Vinci. You know what I'm saying? That's who they were invested in. They weren't invested in Jeezy. They was invested in Blue Da Vinci. Because, and it makes sense, and here's the reason why. Because if BMF had anything to do with Jeezy, then they would be getting paid. Big Meech and his brother would be getting paid off Jeezy. But that's not what it was. They thought that Blue Da Vinci was the guy. You feel me? At one point in time, that's why, or allegedly, Blue Da Vinci and Jeezy had beef. You see what I'm saying? Or had a situation, because it was over some BMF Black Mafia stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Somehow the word snitch came out and different things such as that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go into that, because really and truly, that's something that's outside of Jeezy and Gucci. But I'm just providing you all with background in regards to what's going on and in regards to what happened. Jeezy knew that he had to transition, and not only transition to get the knowledge, move forward and be successful. That's what it's really all about. And there's too many people that's out here that's in the streets and they trapped because they can't leave the life. Hence the reason trap music. That's what the trap comes from. You know what I'm saying? It's a word that has two meanings, right? I think that's called a simile or something like that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I fail English. But anyway, basically, one meaning of the trap is that you out here getting money. And then the second meaning of the trap is that, you know what I'm saying, that the lifestyle that you live in, you live a trapping lifestyle. And also another meaning is that it's hard to leave the lifestyle alone and transition, because either usually the transition in the trap is either jail or hell. Jeezy was trying to show everybody that he does not want that for generations moving forward. So I got to salute him for that. To be honest, I had a little closer than everybody else. I'm not going to reveal my numbers, but I still had Jeezy. Hands down, I had Jeezy. Make no mistake about it. I want to salute Gucci, though. Now that I've actually given my thoughts on the actual battle, I really want to salute Gucci, because to me, I think this was harder for Gucci than it was for Jeezy. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why is because, you know what? He was the one that was still angry, obviously. You see what I'm saying? If you listen to Jeezy, obviously Jeezy has made peace with himself. It doesn't seem as though that Gucci has made peace with him within himself. And also, I was just a little concerned with Gucci because how hard he was going. But then again, though, if you know anything about Gucci, you already know he's going to go hard regardless. So, man, this was epic for the city of Atlanta. This was epic for more up and coming artists from Atlanta. This was epic for the hip hop culture as a whole, because it's not the one person dominate the other, and that we can't be compassionate and show love even in conflict. I liked it that. So should we expect a 50 Cent and Ja Rule versus battle? I would say that would be dope, because that's on the same level 50 Cent tried to underplay just the other day. He tried to underplay, say the situation was never about Murder Inc. It was never about Ja Rule. You know, it was him and Preem. Nah, it's really about you and Ja Rule, my guy. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Man, y'all let me know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Since I've transitioned from politics to the rap and entertainment culture of hip hop, news, sports, and fashion. On the next podcast, which is going to be the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, Quarantine Lean, volume number 42. A lot of people don't understand. Me, myself, personally, I don't rock Supreme. I'm the king of mixed master designer. But Supreme was just bought by Timberland. So I'm going to be covering that as well. Man, thanks again for tuning in to the podcast. Y'all can hit me up at Thornton Media on Facebook, Rome Empire 77 on Twitter, Virtual Hustle on Instagram. I'm going to holler at y'all, man.